In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. Who was born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of the man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Now I speak in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do sit down. I want us to think about peace, not war, this evening. There's a lot of war around in the world today. In 1914, many of you know all this story, on Christmas Eve on the fields of Flanders, peace broke out for 24 hours, now known as the Christmas Truce. In a place where the world was dark, hope was hard, light was lost, peace was impossible, and yet an act of faith changed everything. Voices broke through the sounds of war in singing. Guns fell silent. Shimmering candles broke through the darkness. And soldiers began to emerge, taking a huge risk by laying aside their guns, trusting themselves to the enemy, standing up and putting their heads above the parapet. If there was going to be peace, soldiers were going to have to put their life on the line. And because they did, no man's land was crossed, and faith found the enemy on common ground. It appears that this hugely risky and courageous act happened because men wanted the peace of Christmas more than war that night and day. And for just 24 hours, they sang, talked, played football, exchanged small gifts, and in so doing, each of them expressed that their hope for peace was stronger than their fear of death. One might say that those 24 hours of peace over 100 years ago was because the story of Christmas broke through, offering peace rather than war, life rather than death, and a new kingdom ruled over by God rather than men. Sadly, the guns that were surrendered and laid aside for that short time were taken up again, and war continued, with millions of lives being lost. The true Christmas story is also one of surrender and sacrifice. It is a story of one Creator God becoming part of his own created order in the person of Jesus Christ. A primary reason for the incarnation, the divine entering the physical form, is that God wanted to reveal to us that everything God created in the universe, literally everything and every process, is sacred and holy and lives in Christ. In the beginning was the Word. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. The divine word wants to embrace all the elements of the cosmos. God loved, God loves humanity so much that he chose to inhabit a dark and rebellious world by getting inside human skin and experiencing a messy human birth. He loves us so much, he wanted to have the full human experience from conception to death. Our first Hebrew reading from Hebrews gives us a statement about who this child born today is in the flesh. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's being. And he sustains all things by his powerful word. This child is God. Have no doubt about that. This is the word of God made flesh, who speaks the world into being and offers himself as a sacrifice so that all people may know God's redeeming love, his generosity, his forgiveness, and the hope of peace. That is the Christmas message. The prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament tells us that a child will be born, a son given, and he will be called a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Peace comes through Jesus Christ. And that is what happened that first Christmas, when he entered our world as a helpless baby. He was taking that first step towards us into the no man's land of our broken world, risking everything for the possibility of eternal peace. This mission of peace, of people turning to Christ, receiving his forgiveness, healing, and reconciliation, was of course to cost Jesus his life. But in his death and resurrection, the truce was sealed. Not just for a day, a temporary respite of laying down self, but forever, an eternal peace. Isaiah again said, his government and its peace will never end. As the news headlines throughout this year attest, ours is not peaceful, loving, forgiving world. War does not bring peace. As we weep over the destruction and desolation of places such as Palestine and Israel and Syria and Yemen and South Sudan and Ukraine. Terrorism does not bring peace as we weep with the families who mourn for their children and loved ones in places where terrorism is rife. And thinking especially at this time of those whose lives have been ripped away while Christmas shopping in the town of Magdeburg in Germany. Power and oppression does not bring peace as we weep with those who are being tortured and imprisoned for their Christian faith in places such as North Korea, Pakistan, and Iran. Peace may even be an empty echo in many homes where parents fight, children are uncared for, abused, and even killed. Where food is scarce. Where there's unemployment and tension and anxiety and illness. Where anger explodes and unkind words are spoken. where real fear holds people captive. Perhaps peace is merely a far-off, distant echo in some of your own hearts here tonight. But it was into this world of unrest that the Prince of Peace was born. Israel expected that peace would be brought about by overcoming the mighty Roman Empire, by war, by oppression, by taking up arms. But the Christmas message is not about peace through war. It's peace through Jesus Christ. The peace that is promised to us is not absence of war, human conflict, or an inner tranquility, though that promise will be fulfilled when Christ returns. No, it's shalom, a peace of hope, of faith, trust, love, a peace of sacrifice, surrender, selflessness, and a peace of forgiveness, healing, wholeness, and restoration. A piece of righteousness and justice. In 1914, on Christmas Eve, men laid down their arms, surrendered themselves in an act of great courage, offering hope, faith, and trust, and bringing about 24 hours of peace. 2,000 years ago, God showed his great love for his world by emptying himself, being born in human likeness, taking on human flesh and living among his broken people, offering that healing, forgiveness, healing and hope and peace. Some people did not accept his message, but all who did and all who believed that he was God's son were invited to become children of God, his adopted children. And one of the privileges of being God's children is to become his peacemakers too. Jesus said in the Bible, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Perhaps some reason why people did not accept Jesus 2,000 years ago and still don't today is because we find it hard to lay down our own arms, to surrender our lives entirely to God. Indeed, it is a great risk. It takes a huge amount of courage to lay down our lives and allow God to come and live in us. And we in him. It means allowing his light to shine in the darkness of our own lives, revealing things that we want to keep hidden from others and from God. But he loves us so much that he wants to heal us, to mend the brokenness of our lives, so that we may be carriers of his peace. I believe that this Christmas time, where sadly war still tears apart God's created order, he wants us to lay down areas of our own lives which we still have not relinquished to him, so that we may be prosperous peacemakers. He needs us. He needs you and me to carry his peace, to spread it throughout the world, in preparation for his final coming, when war will finally be no more. For some of us who've been following Jesus for some time, we might need to search our hearts and minds to see what he might be asking of us to lay down. Perhaps areas of our lives that we are still in control of and are anxious not to give up. We're happy for him to sit in the passenger seat, but actually for him to come into the driver's seat and take total control. That is a big risk indeed. Or for some here tonight, you may have never surrendered your life to Christ, never known his love or forgiveness and peace, but know in your hearts that you long to be able to forgive someone or long for the forgiveness for the things that you have done. Perhaps life feels totally out of control for you at the moment. Perhaps it's full of stress, and you certainly don't feel at peace. Well, if that's you, then why don't you think about coming on an Alpha course, which we're holding at the beginning of February, and you're probably sitting on an Alpha flyer. It's a 9-week course which explores the Christian faith in a friendly space, starting with a simple meal where you can come and ask questions about what it really means to follow Jesus Christ. Why did Jesus die? How can I have a faith? Who is the Holy Spirit? And many other topics covering the Christian faith. I did this course over 35 years ago when I was a regular member of a church. And it changed my life. Peace, not war. God is calling us to be his peacemakers until he comes again and brings together a new heaven and a new earth. And it will cost us. But we can be confident that the truce is already won because Jesus Christ has already gone before us. The Prince of Peace brings you his greetings of great joy. So God bless you. And have a happy and peaceful Christmas.